we started to think about last week that one of the main reasons why people don't go seriously into Avodas HaMusar is because it's very painful. And the reason why it's very painful is because generally Musar brings on Yish. The person knows Musar. Everyone's very good at finding their own faults, whether it's a midas, kin, chayv, or kol. And they don't have the faintest idea, or they don't believe that they have the keichas hanefesh to fight it. I mean, the person looks at himself and says in the mirror, it means like this. Most people don't even get to the stage of learning Musar, because the etzem mitzias of seeing your kesroinus is too painful. That covers 99% of the world. That's the other. The other 1% who learns Musar, so they start to learn Musar, they have strong nerves, and they learn, they make a whole list of files. You know, you come to Hashanah, you know these workers come to Hashanah, they have notebooks and aveiros, need a movie, need cargo pants. What do they call the big thing? Cargo? What? I'm learning. What? Yeah, eat cargo pants for that virus. Big pocket to go notebook for Jewish one essay, they start to read off of this. Another virus on the heavy Alice. Thousands or tens of thousands of virus. Which is a fine as that, by the way, the Chayyim says. The problem is that that's all they're left with. And they get depressed. And they're miyayish. And then it stops there. So the first thing that a person has to know is that he's gevaldik. He has gevaldik with koichos. It's tremendous koichos and nefesh. He has a neshama that comes from Tachas Kizei HaKovet. He has a neshama and potential that was worth creating the world for you. Even after you did that there. Chayev Adam Lehm Vishvili Nirva Olam, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, it says that a person is chayev to say that Kosh Baruch Hu created the world for him is after the vision did the chet. Back when the vision did the chet. After the vision did the chet, the world didn't come to an end. The sun came up the next morning. There was rain, there was flowers. There was a trillion different types of plants and endless planets in the sky. The world didn't collapse. After the vision did the chet. That means after you did the chet, you still carry within you a neshama that's higher than high, that comes with Tachas Kizei HaKovet. That it's worth a Kodesh Baruch Hu to put the world through. That means after the chet, a person's chayav lehem b'shvili nivra olam. You have gevaldik kodesh, you have gevaldik potential. And that's the ikar kli that a person has. That means a person is, the Litvisha way of saying it is, the way he's saying it, is that you're still worth something. That's what he's saying. You're still b'shvili nivra olam, and you still have a purpose to do after the chet. The Hasidic oifer of saying it, and then the two things are not a stira, the two sides of the same coin, is that you're still attached to Hakadosh Baruch Hu after the chet. Your etzem attachment of Tachas Kizei HaKovet, of Bonim Atim Hashem, never changes. The etzem mitzias always stays. In Kavodim, in Kavonim, that mitzias doesn't change. And that's the primary kli in fixing a person. A person doesn't have that recognition. He doesn't live with that hakara, who he is, what he is, what his kaitas are, what his miyuchitkait is, how high he is. There's no way in the world he can find that. It's a lost case. You're finished. You're kule, what do you call it? And unfortunately, the atmosphere that Musar has taken on is an atmosphere of negativism, of depression, and of guilt. From what I speak to Bokharim, and I speak to Bachram, I don't know what to do, so I talk. He has an age where he can't concentrate, no, he doesn't talk to Bachram. And I hear from Bachram that in a very deep way, the Yiddishkeit runs on guilt. Say something deep now, so listen. You don't do a virus, or you feel bad about a virus, because you feel guilty. You're guilty. Guilt trip. You're no good. It's very rare that I speak to a bacher. It's so rare that I never did. That I spoke to a bacher who felt bad they did an aveiro because it's midas rose, because it's pasnish for him, because you're standing in the dalal amos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're bonim atav Hashem, you're a prince, you're a ben melech, pasnish tefirat. I'm wasting my kriyas. I had an opportunity to be davuk in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and I wasted it on some stupidity, looking at that, talking about that, reading that. Yeah, the same thing. The stupid aveiros we do, the stupid things we look at that we shouldn't. So one way is we feed ourselves with guilt. Guilt, 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 guilt. Nobody likes guilt. It's very painful. So you run away from it. And what the Rebbe is saying over here is that the engine and the locomotive to pick yourself up is to understand that you're so great. You're so high. What are you playing with mud pies? What are you messing around with narishkeit for? You're a gavoya me'al gavoya. That's the only kli that's going to work for a person to fight the Yetzer. Guilt, by the way, is a glacier thing. The Catholics work on guilt. And the feeling that every buffer has, the way it does in Aveiro, you're finished. You know that feeling? It's a glacier that. And from that, no tikkun hamidus and no das says the rock will come. Nothing come out. I have a riot, by the way. Nothing ever comes out of it. Nothing. Is anybody arguing on me? Is that possible? First of all, it says in the first safety of America. And second of all, you all try it, it doesn't work. Guilt doesn't breed tikkun. Guilt breeds depression. I mean guilt as a oifkin of fixing yourself up, not as coming to Yom Kippur and saying, I did the wrong thing. But using a feeling of guilt that I'm nothing and I'm no good as a hechatimtza to pick yourself up is never going to work. It can't work. Because that's not the emes. The emes is b'shvili nevra oilam. Now how can a person say chayiv lo b'shvili nevra oilam if he's a chayta? How can the teretz ishtenish say? Say that the concept that the velp has is wrong. The b'shvili nevra oilam is true even after a person does a chet. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for you. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get an oimish. It doesn't mean that we're letting you off. We're talking about the oifnin and the kalim that you have, why you shouldn't do a chet. You shouldn't do a chet because you have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you're great, because you're so high. So what are you wasting your time doing narishkeit? That's the kli to fix yourself up. The kli to fix yourself up is not to say you're nobody, you're nothing, you're finished, you're lost. That's the Yetzer Hara. And the two things are different between Shemayim and Oretz. Dr. Rebbe, we're on page Kuf Samach Tes in the middle. Vadai, Tachlis Liman HaMusur Hussur Meira. Of course the purpose of Liman HaMusur is to stop doing bad. Avol Oed Lefnei She'anu Nigashim Lazeh, but before we approach it, Aleinu Lilmoid Musar Chiyuvi. We have to learn positive Musar. Kolaymer. La'ayr b'limin ha-Musar to be ma'ayr in our learning Musar as ha'akar the recognition ha-Chiyuvis sh'arayimus ha-Adam how great a person is. Ha-Mechayevus oisoy lichyo is chayirimus. If you're so great, so live a great life. It's like you would see Shtal Zafar, the Rabbeinu HaGadol of Nosson Tzvi, you would see him walking down the street licking an ice cream cone or eating a falafel with his frock slung over his shoulder, right, wearing a Yankee cap, eating a falafel. So he asked him, Rebbe, what's the stuff today? Just came from Shekel, he says, I'm chilling. Yeah, Hayal al-Das Dover is there. I'm asking you, what would you think? What would you think if you did your thing? Rabbeinu HaGadol. Yeah? The Eved Hashem, Moisim Nefesh, living out unnatural. If you would see such a thing, what would you say to yourself? But he lost it. Right? That's what we all said. You say so, then you're an expert. Yeah, he lost it. Why can it be? What can it be? Relaxing a little bit. Like guys, Fridays, we're relaxing. He's relaxing. What is it, not a chill out? That's a pressure day, it's a long day, it's a heavy week, it's a heavy burden. What's the answer? Because the tzura of this person is running with all of them, right? This person's up in the sky. It's not shaykh that he's going to do such a thing. Right? It's not possible. It's not shaykh. Up in Shemayim, that's how we look when we do averus. The Baruch Hashem says to the Gabriel Michal and to the whole Pamela Shemalia, elephant lost it. Yeah? You think it's a joke, my man? See a job? What do you think? That's the pshat. Ain't of them quite the elephant came nishmas by Rosh Tos. was this the Meshuga? A Meshuga and a Gavar. You're Rav Mamos, you're Avram Yitzchak Yankiv, and you're Rav. What are you doing? You're just Meshuga. Rabbi Wolf said, you lost it. You must have lost it. Don't be Meshuga. There's no other answer to it. You don't know who you are, you don't know what you are, you don't know how to be as pasach for you to behave. Not because what people are going to say, again. No, the etzem. What's this to the etzem? I'm a dover who? That's the way we look. Hakora hachiyuv v'sher roim musa adam, the positive chiyuv of roim musa adam, mechayev us oisir, lichas chay roim mus. Yeshev adam chatzi shah, sit a half an hour, v'yom ad musar, anor musar, v'sfasayim dolkos, with a lit up fire, v'rikshas ha-nefesh, with an emotion of the neshama, the saros ha-ruach, learn it, chayiv kol achar, v'echol lo'y b'shir narum, go to his body just a little bit, and yell out for half an hour, v'shvili nivra oilam, bonim adam Hashem, I'm choshev, nigomel, first of all, we will nigomel, how do I say it in English? What? We will diadic, what's it called, the guys who go for what? Wean. Okay. We will wean ourselves, Rashi's call, mikatnus hamusik, from the small headedness of atmenu. We look at ourselves so small, we look at ourselves as nobody. We expect nothing out of ourselves, by the way. What are our expectations for ourselves, right? Comes to end the day, they're looking for what to do, comes to end 30, they send Hashem these out. You have no expectations of yourself. I'll talk to somebody about it today. Why does Hashem be at 10:30? So I'm curious about this. And I also went to yeshivas. I told you a number of times I wasn't there because I was a teenager. So I've been in yeshivas since I'm a little kid. And when I was your age, I never did 10:30, 11 o'clock. So you finish with housing the shir, you know the shir that well, you said it, so finish out. Welcome to the office. There's what to do. Storm shots they gave over. There was no sheepers. Why is not even enough sheepers, by the way? Why are we having such a hard time getting this Shabbos thing going? Sach Kol, we're only doing it, we're not doing it for the meals, by the way, right? We're doing the Shabbos, we're all Shabbos, we're all Friday night. No. Why am I having such a hard time? They were suffering with a little bit. That's at the root of everything, after all the complaints, and after all the negotiations, after everything. If, right? And you all have to admit that I have strong nerves. Yeah? If everything's said and done, if the Buddha's good, I always agree, like, what are you having a cup? Throw about an hour on Shabbos, it's more than enough. And it all comes from a lack of sheepness, which comes from a very, very deep problem, which, by the way, is don't take it personal, because the whole door is like this. Nobody has any sheepness. Anyway, we're cockroaches, so what do you want from us? We're big tzaddikim that we're here anyway. All the friends are back home in Flatbush, having a good time, J2ing and sushiing. And we're big tzaddikim over here, so it's more than enough. But you don't have to look at who you are there. You're a Ben Melech. And why should a Muslim see you learn a whole day? By the way, I go back to my Moshe. But why should he learn a day? Because he has potential, right? Right? He has a good head, comes from a fine family. And you don't have potential, right? You're a Kaifun. Does Chai Vodun feel the Kaifun? Is all the weakness in She'ifis that a person has, that a person's Sufridin Kite, it doesn't come because we have Yetzirah and other things. The Yetzirah for other things come into a vacuum where you don't have a recognition of who you are, what your potential is. So you're Sufridin with a little bit. Anyway, you're nothing. So for nothing, the little bit that we do is a lot. And we pat ourselves on the back. Since everyone's in the same boat, everyone's patting each other on the back. On the back, everyone feels good about each other, and everyone's Sufridin. Over the sheep is to become real Tamil coming up. I saw somebody yesterday a picture of how a Talmud Chacham looks. I was at a simcha recently, before came into the simcha. It was a hot day. It must have been like 6 or 4 I remember. Comes in, he sits down. So he was sweating. So he wants to pour himself a cup of cola. So the bottle of Pepsi. He picks it up. Starts turning around the bottle to see there's a hash on it. So he calls the guy, he turns it around to his right, finds the hash, pours it into the bottle, makes the bottle here. I'm thinking to myself when I saw it, I actually wanted to cry. How many times has man drink Pepsi in his life? Thousands. Every time, every night he goes to 4 Simchas. And he's thirsty. The old man, top, in your line, takes a drink. Takes a bottle. He doesn't know what Pepsi looks like. He doesn't know Pepsi has the tats. What does he think? He has Reuben. He has Landau. He has Chacham Sefer. What does he think that he has? The answer is, I can assure you, go take a poll. He has no idea the name of the company. I can assure you, he has no idea what's called. Because if you know Tapsi, you're not Tapsi about it. I'm saying, you're not stupid, you're not colorblind. You know Tapsi is different thing, two hairs? Max has a different thing. I'm asking you, the chat is, because his Surah of God, the chat is a posture. Into his head only goes what? Everything else is terror, everything else is rottenness. So all of you think to yourself, there's no empty cell there for the Pepsi slogan. So he doesn't drink without a hefsha, right? So every time the man comes in, turn on the bottle to check for the hefsha. Pepsi has bedatz. It's what the pshat. So you all think that he's a masmi, he's bored, he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't know what to do, so he learns, he's a kaddish, he's a kanoi. Nah. He's a guy who's in touch with himself, he knows what he could do. He's a great man. Adam Godel is a person who recognizes that he's Godel. So he doesn't waste the precious krechas of neshama that the Rosh Hashanah gave him for Pepsi. I'm not giving you a marshal also on tomorrow because he's there. Signing bottles. Yeah. Take it easy. Yeah? Don't spin bottles. Not in public, not in private. Oh, but the musik is a musik of godless. I'm not thinking of a guy who, what my time is worth and what my brain is worth. We're not holding there for statement off, don't get nervous, don't come to me. Don't start to get questions of which bottle we should look at, which not. Don't have that bonus. Although the Musi, so when you see a story like that, what do you say to yourself? He's out of it, right? He's not out of it. He's not out of it at all. He's a very good person I see every day in the paper, a letter about this and a letter about that, and he has opinions on everything. He's not out of it. He has a Musi of his self-worth. It's not worth it. I said, good Pepsi. Our Musi of self-worth is substantially lower. We have a lot of things in our head which are mud pies that we play with because we don't have a hakara of who we are. Nigomol racious call, first of all, to wean ourselves. Mikatnis hamusik alatmenu, from the smallness of the way we look at ourselves. Kilo anachnu puhutu mikatni erich, as if we're some little nobodies. Mireinu, who watches us, miyodeinu, who cares. If that's the way you look at yourself, that's the expectations you have about yourself, and the results come in the mail. Nalamed, we will learn v'nishanin, that's the main of l'chazer over to ourselves. Reimus ha-nefesh, v'hisnasa, raising ourselves up, v'hishtatif, in behemus v'nidusayam v'gunos, like the Lashon of the Chavis of Oz we saw last week. Kedayim ha-dvorm l'fakech enenu, it's kedai for us to open our eyes. Ki reimus ha-nefesh, this positive outlook on ourselves, of who we are, nuga limo b'chol mokum, b'sifre ha-musa. Every corner of Sifre ha-musa says this. Boyure, I'll give you an example. Dugma Ach Zini Rabbis. He's going to show us a negative piece of Musar, which is Kuloi Roim Musa Adam. Ketad, how, Vodkas Roim Musa Adam, the splendor of a person breaks out of Dafka Mitoich Ikr Harata, Dafka Mino, the most negative piece of the Shari Tshuva. What does the Shari Tshuva say? You all know. When a person makes Harata, he says the following to himself, quote, the raw mizois, worse than that, keisi ala nefesh hayikara azori. I was cruel to the precious nefesh. Umaha ilu b'chol kinyinah, was it how with all acquisition, with all the greatness, im raw vein adonah. Vihine, haboyre nafach b'yafi ha-kodesh Baruch Hu blew into me, nishmas chayim, v'chochma slave, v'toyva seichel, chayim, slave, seichel, v'akire, to recognize him, v'li yirim upon him, and to fear him. V'lim shol b'guf, and to rule over the guf, the whole tovezov, and all its results. Kashim Shila Shaba Lechaim, chain of Mazab, in the same way the human being rules over all the other animals, so the Neshama rules over the Guf. May Asha Yikor Bein of Nechvoda, Nimto. So this is a very negative piece of Shari Tshuva, you're bad. But what does it say behind the scenes? What's the Taina on me? Look at the italics here. Nefesh Yikoro, Bechol Kinyaneo, Nishos Chaim, Chok Maslei, Betei Vasechum. What's the Tviya to the person? The tviya to the person is not that you're bad, you've been an aveira, you're garbage. The tviya is, look how great you are. Look what potential you have. Look what you could be. What are you doing with it? It's a different musaf. So in the midst of the heat of harata, of vidui, is yelling out, is screaming out, the gewaldic of preciousness of what a person is. Yimitza comes out, ki b'li hakar, without the recognition, b'yisra in chachma, b'yikras nafshoi, Loiti tochin kol charata chet v'ochim. Say to a new type in charata. You want to have charata? What are you regretting about? if you feel like garbage and you act like garbage and you treat yourself like garbage, what are you mischaret for? What's the charata? What do you do wrong? Averus only have meaning if you have a core of who you are be'etzem, who you could be, who you should be, what you are. Then the charata has meaning. Listen to the next paragraph, it's very important. Ein af echad me'itano, there isn't one of us among us she'ein matzpuno mi'yasre, that his conscience doesn't bother him al chatam shenim, on varied averus that he did. I presume that if the Rebbe says that there's nobody bothered, he's not making no difference. Kasha maschilon lomoid musr, when you start to learn musr, misoyer taketh hamatzpun, the consciousness wide awake wakens up, umaskilonu es chateinu, reminds us of all our sins, ubezer and aidei ver, mishtalet aleinu, so it rules over us, it dominates us, matzav roch, hanoita la'atzpus, depression. The ainu nesanonu bekalos lisalos, doesn't allow us to raise ourselves up, liru es roimus machashivas vatenu, to see our importance. Yesh lanu l'skaber al zeh. We have to fight it. L'val yishor chas v'shol limun musar shalanu okor. In order that our limun musar should not remain childless, without fruit, hava nilmad yikras nafshenu. Let us learn the preciousness of neshama. Raka charei sh'onu yoredim imenu. Only after we know that. V'yidiyya musaros eni yidiyya yivesha. Yidiyya in musar doesn't just mean a dry piece of knowledge. Ala chavaya primis means an experience inside of you. Then, only then, naskol l'tvoya me'atmenu, can we begin to demand for ourselves sur meiro charoto vazivaschet? Avodas hamusar mechamas hayetzer einena esek l'katnus demoichem. Finding the yetzer hara is not for a person who has small headedness. Kach mevol on Rabbeinu Ramchal as a derech avodas als quote. Zoisi atrufa yesek gedolah. I'm going to give you the best medicine, the chazaka and strong. Shetuchal hamzi negeviyeh. Said the Ramchal, I'm going to give you an Eitzah. It's the strongest, most powerful Eitzah against the Eitzah Hara. V'hi Kala. It's very easy. U'polasa gedolah pirav. This is a big secret over here. The Ramchal is giving us a tool, a trufa against the Eitzah Hara. And he promises it's going to work. This is better than 40 days of the Kaisel. 60 days in Meron. 80 days in Shemen HaTzadik. Yeah? Better. Ramchal promises. Not one of these posters promising cholent and chicken and schnitzel in Meron. Better promises. Shoot, if you want to go to Meron, go for a shimon, by the way. Don't go eat. Yeah? Zok the Rebbe the Ramchal, I'm giving you an eitzah. She yamid ha'odom b'chol yoyim l'pokhasha achas poni. Take that hour a day, certain time a day. Clear your head. Poni mishar kol mashalis. Lachshav rakol zeh. What should he say to himself? Yivakish b'lovovoy, he should think in his heart, Ma osu harishayim avos ha'ilam? What did the others do? Shekach hoshak Hashem v'hem, that Hashem v'hem wanted them so much. Ma osu Moshe Rabbeinu? Ma osu David Mashiach Hashem? V'chol ha'gdayim l'shahayu l'faneinu? V'yana v'sifle, what's the answer? Ma toiv l'odom koyim echayav l'asas keim, gam hu v'toiv loy? Let me be like Moshe Rabbeinu, let me be like David. Oz yasuru machshavayso, his mind will wander. L'das be'ezem matzuh hu nintu loyimit. Then his mind will go and check where you're holding. Are you holding where they were going or not? Zeh musar for you is positive musar. Hashlav rishon liman avoda. Chayiv adam lemer musar yagiv ma'aser ma'aser from Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Chayiv adam lemer kain. Kizoas follow by Yisoy. Musar means I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Musar means I could follow the tracks of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of David HaMelech. The Ramchal says, take a half an hour every day and think to yourself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have such a cheshek in Moshe? Why did such a cheshek in David? What did they do to get to where they got to? Manoyalu, how stupid, how despised is it, katne hamoyach, small-headed people, hamidamim, who think kishitas yesh number zeh. They think that there's all types of shitas. Ki the base manager said, but they're regardless of them. One base manager says, be great, that's the botka. Vasheini ain't a gerser. No. Mashach l'chelek l'guf ha'toyah. How can you make two bottom and Joshua, we're talking about the Alpha Beis of Yiddishkeit. All of the Divrei Lutzat Hashama. Go further in the Ramchal. Dim Rav Mimenu Koyach HaYetzer. Okay, we'll stop here today.